You're listening to SBS News.
With a long weekend coming up and the prospect of unrelenting sunshine, Australians are being warned to enjoy the sun safely. In Victoria alone, a Cancer Council survey shows one in five adults had one red and tender sunburn that lasted a day or more, with another one in 10 reporting that they have had this type of bad sunburn at least twice. 7% admitted that they had been painfully burnt three or more times last season alone. 278 people presented with sunburn to Victorian hospital emergency departments in the 2017-18 financial year. That's an average of four a day. SunSmart Victoria manager Heather Walker says the numbers are far too high.
Around half of those going to emergency with sunburn were under the age of 19. So that's really worrying, because we know that sun damage done in the early years of life is a real risk factor for skin cancer later on.
And Australians seem particularly resistant to keeping a check on their skin. Research commissioned by the life insurance company TAL found just 36% of people have had a skin check in the past 12 months, while 29% have never had one. Dr. Victoria Ma, director of the Victorian Melanoma Service at the Alfred Hospital, says sunburn is not something to be dismissed.
Sunburn is very serious. It is directly damaging the cells of the skin, which in time accumulates and will start to form skin cancers later in life. And skin cancers are extremely common. They affect two in three of us over our lifetime. Melanoma particularly is concerning, given it has a high death rate.
And Dr. Ma says every day at her clinic, she sees the consequences for people who were sunburned when they were younger.
Typically at the Alfred Hospital, our clinics are full of people every week who lament the fact that they were burnt when they were younger, that they had far too much sun exposure, that they had multiple burns over summers, and they're quite remorseful about that and really wish that they had have known the risks when they were younger. And now we do know the risks, so it's even more alarming that we are continuing to see people who are getting burnt over the summer period.
Heather Walker from SunSmart says a common misconception is that people who have naturally darker skin tones are safer in the sun. She says that's not the case.
A really interesting finding actually from this report is that it was people who described their skin as moderately sensitive, so not the most sensitive people, who are getting most burnt. And that might be because these people think, I've got an olive skin tone, I don't burn as easily, perhaps they're trying to get a tan. There's nothing healthy about a tan, there's nothing healthy about sunburn, which is basically what you're going to end up with if you're seeking a tan. So really important for people of all skin tones to remember to use sunscreen and other sun protection methods.
Greg Farrington is in his mid-50s, growing up in Queensland in the 70s and 80s, in an era before taking precautions was common.
In an era before, the you know, slip-slop slap, and so didn't use any cover. And that's now started to come to haunt me, I suppose, in my 50s. Last year I had 8 cancers cut off my head, and then late last year again, one cut off my nose. From growing up in Queensland to now, and I suppose in the last 20 years, it's, you know, it's cover up, you know, sunblock, and make sure that I'm safe at all times.
For these beachgoers, at least the message does seem to be getting through.
I have sunscreen. This is for my body, and then I also have for my face another one. I got it for free at the Australian Open.
Most definitely placing on sunscreen all over the body from top to bottom. So yes, using the Factor 50.
We use SPF and like do it properly, like a few times a day.
Well, I'm from New Zealand, and you just have to put heaps of sunscreen on, drink heaps of water.
I have to make sure that I wear a lot of 50, otherwise I burn very, very easily. I mean, even back in England, I used to burn. So I've been told quite a lot since coming here. I think Australia is very good with making sure everyone knows, seeing as before even coming here, I've been warned a lot that make sure you wear lots of sun cream, even on cloudy days, because of obviously the ozone layer.
SunSmart's Heather Walker admits the figures are concerning, but there is some good news too.
These are shocking findings. It's a worry. It shows that we've got more work to do. But in the main, we know that melanoma rates are going down or stabilising in all age groups under 60. So there's a good news story in the long term, but we still need to get that message through about sun protection.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.